The United States told African Union leaders meeting in Ethiopia today that violence in Kenya's Rift Valley is clear ethnic cleansing against the country's Kikuyu people. Washington has also warned that it is reviewing its $540 million in assistance to the East African nation because of the wave of unrest in the wake of disputed elections. In the capital, Nairobi, ordinary Kenyans gathered today calling for an immediate end to arbitrary killing, which has left over 850 people dead. Father Padraig Divine, SMA, president of National Council for Religious Superiors, says the violence has taken the lid off decades-old divisions between communities over land, wealth, and power.
Attitudes harden any time people are killed in different political parties or persuasions or ethnic groups. But where I am sitting now, there's gunfire around us, within 200 metres of where I am at the moment, and a lot of demonstrations and roads are closed. From Kisumu, some of our people up there, missionaries up there, they're actually confined to their houses. There's gunfire on the streets outside. In another mission spoke to me about where they have people from different ethnic groups and were wondering what should they do, should they allow them out to go back. And I think, you know, travel is very dangerous at the moment. I think everybody is in agreement that there's a socio-economic factor that can be seen as a root cause for all this, as opposed to being a proximate or a trigger cause. And land issues are big, and they have always been here. You know, they talk in the last number of years about the 6% of economic growth in Kenya, but the 6% of economic growth for who? Like, most economists, in an honest assessment of it, will realize that it's gone into very few hands. And the disparities between the rich and the poor, the poverty in this country, inequality. I mean, in Nairobi alone, if you take a population of 3 million people and that you have a million plus of those people living in dire poverty, there's something seriously wrong socioeconomically.